Here we found that troops had arrived to build a fort at Rock Island. This, in our opinion, was a contradiction to what we had done to prepare for war in time of peace. We did not, however, object to their building the fort on the island, but we were very sorry, as this was the best island on the Mississippi and had long been the resort of our young people during the summer. It was our garden, like white people have near to their big villages, which supplied us with strawberries, blackberries, gooseberries, plums, apples, and nuts of different kinds. And its waters supplied us with fine fish, being situated in the rapids of the river. In my early life, I spent many happy days on this island. A good spirit had care of it, who lived in a cave in the rocks immediately under the place where the fort now stands, and has often been seen by our people. He was white with large wings, like a swan's, but 10 times larger. We were particular not to make much noise in that part of the island, which he inhabited for fear of disturbing him. But the noise of the fort has since driven him away, and no doubt a bad spirit has taken his place.
I miss the taste of wild plum on the air. I once heard every footfall on the island before the rough men came and piled their loud stones. They make a machine of this paradise. What fills my care is the lacking silence. Rough, like a trapper's beard, the interrupted earth once fertile and soft underfoot. With this new relentless noise, a rot has arrived in my wings. Now I shed pinions like an old man, unable to rise into the air. Once I heard the waves of the inland sea to the east, but now I've grown deaf to the river washing over my feet like stones. Soon all this hidden life will be known, uprooted, dried out at the edge of timber shade, at the foot of an orchard grave. Now my children grieve, unable to visit, to sun and soak in peace, to participate in their own abundance. They believe me more angry than diminished. So I am left to the former quiet of my cave, alone in the summer to haunt the commodious stone mansion of the men who would have their children believe this paradise is their dominion. But they are fools. This island is no more theirs than it is mine. It is no longer a paradise, except in memory. My children once counted their every step on this island, thankful each long day of summer, until they returned to the harvest and preparations for the shorter days and colder light. They were careful always to never take too much, to leave the air undisturbed, to not speak above a whisper when approaching my promontory cave. Now we are all diminished. The sky no longer is prominent. The last unpicked berry no longer sweet.